From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all his fullness.
Welcome once again to Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. On today's program, Dr. Cairns brings the final portion of a message entitled, Glory to God for the Gospel. The text is verses 25 through 27 of chapter 16, Paul's great doxology of praise to God for all that he has provided in Christ. Dr. Cairns has been highlighting the glorious effects of the gospel in Paul's life. Paul rejoiced in the content of the gospel, in God's eternal plan of redemption as embodied in the Old Testament scriptures, but clearly set forth in the New Testament and the finished work of Christ. Paul's soul was stirred by a gospel that was for the whole world, as he called all men to obedience to the faith. He concludes Romans with a great outpouring of praise, giving glory to God for this marvelous gospel. Although this marks the last message in this series in the book of Romans, you'll be encouraged to know that Dr. Cairns returned to the epistle at a later date to examine in depth the blessed verses of chapter 8. We'll begin that series with the next broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. Before Dr. Cairns comes, we invite your attention to this brief devotional thought from Morning and Evening, a collection from the pen of Charles Haddon Spurgeon.
This morning's text is found in Psalm 51 and verse 10. Renew a right spirit within me. A backslider, if there be a spark of life left in him, will groan after restoration. In this renewal, the same exercise of grace is required as at our conversion. We needed repentance then. We certainly need it now. We wanted faith that we might come to Christ at first. Only the like grace can bring us to Jesus now. We wanted a word from the Most High, a word from the lip of the Living One to end our fears then. We shall soon discover, when under a sense of present sin, that we need it now. No man can be renewed without as real and true a manifestation of the Holy Spirit's energy as he felt at first, because the work is as great, and flesh and blood are as much in the way now as ever they were. Let thy personal weakness, O Christian, be an argument to make thee pray earnestly to thy God for help. Remember, David, when he felt himself to be powerless, did not fold his arms or close his lips, but he hastened to the mercy seat with, Renew a right spirit within me. Let not the doctrine that you, unaided, can do nothing make you sleep, but let it be a goad in your side to drive you with an awful earnestness to Israel's strong helper. Oh, that you may have grace to plead with God as though you pleaded for your very life. Lord, renew a right spirit within me. He who sincerely prays to God to do this will prove his honesty by using the means through which God works. Be much in prayer. Live much upon the Word of God. Kill the lusts which have driven your Lord from you. Be careful to watch over the future uprisings of sin. The Lord has his own appointed ways. Sit by the wayside, and you will be ready when he passes by. Continue in all those blessed ordinances which will foster and nourish your dying graces. And knowing that all power must proceed from him, cease not to cry, Renew a right spirit within me.
Joy of my salvation.
Have a desire to study the Bible, but you're really not sure how to go about it? Several ministers of the Free Presbyterian Church, including Dr. Alan Cairns, have produced a brief but very helpful brochure called 10 Commandments of Bible Study, which will help you to gain much blessing from your time in the Holy Scriptures. The method is designed to help believers achieve a comprehensive knowledge of the chapter contents of the Scriptures and to enable them to use that knowledge to guide and quicken them in their personal prayer lives. For a free copy of 10 Commandments of Bible Study, simply email ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. If you prefer regular mail, simply write, Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Increase your knowledge of God's Word by requesting your free copy of 10 Commandments of Bible Study today.
I think of all the sermons ever preached, the one more than any other, the one Bible study more than any other in the history of the world that I would love to have listened to was when the Lord Jesus was on the road to Emmaus And beginning at Moses and the prophets, and then going through all the scriptures, and Luke mentions the entire Old Testament canon, he expounded to them the things concerning himself. I wish I could have listened to that sermon. The greatest exposition, I believe, in the history of the world. I didn't listen to that sermon, but I have the New Testament, and in its light I can read the Old Testament, so that I have a complete revelation. It was Augustine, Bishop of Hippo, who said that in the Old Testament the new is enfolded. In the New Testament the old is unfolded. Here you've got the full revelation of grace. Especially, we have this book of Romans. Let me tell you, here the gospel's expounded. Now, we have been through some challenging passages. My mind goes back to chapter 5 and then into chapter 6. I remember when I said that the old man is not your flesh. The old man is not something that you're called upon to crucify. The old man is not something you're told to put to death. I could see people's eyebrows go up. What is this fellow talking about? Those were deep, deep truths that Paul was expounding. The old man is a biblical description of what we were in Adam. And he has been crucified once and for all. Now we have got to deal with the flesh. But God has put the old man to death through our faith in Jesus Christ. Things like that we have been into and we have dealt with in some detail. There are people who just throw up their hands in horror and say, I don't want to think. The book of Romans, it's too hard for me. Listen. Paul says, glory to God. This gospel has been revealed. It's been expounded. It's been laid down. Number 5, he gives glory to God for the worldwide proclamation of the gospel. Now here there's a whole list of texts through Romans that I'm not going to take time to read tonight because my time has already gone. But starting in chapter 1, he goes right through and again and again and again and again, he emphasizes, this is for the world. And best of all, we can say it reached me. You remember the words of the old hymn? We have sung it a few times. Oh, this uttermost salvation. And the chorus says, it reaches me. It reaches me. Here I am tonight, a poor, by nature, poor, vile, guilty, wretched sinner. What could I do to save me? Nothing. So vile and wretched and rotten that I wouldn't even want to do anything to save me. I want my own way. As wicked as a sinner can be, and so are you. Here we sit on the edge of hell. And if God were to have dropped us into hell from its depths, we would have to have cried, O God, thou art righteous. But then the gospel came. God illuminated our understanding. He enlightened our mind. He renewed our will. He effectually called us to himself. He united us to Christ. He gave us faith in the Son of God so that we passed from the curse of death unto life eternal in union with Christ. He took off the rags of our own sinfulness and our own self-righteousness. He washed us in the blood of the Lamb, purifying us from all iniquity. And He clothed us in the righteousness of Christ, standing us before Him as perfect as Jesus. Because He is our perfection. Paul thought this gospel reached the world. Bless God, it reached me. He praised God for the effective purpose of the gospel. It was for the obedience of faith. This is what brings people to faith. Now, again, this is something I'm skipping over rather lightly. But it is a huge theological and practical matter of importance. We live in a day. Have you heard charismatic preachers say this sort of thing? Just release your faith. I mean, everybody has that little sack within their breast that's full of faith. And all you've got to do is somehow uncork it and out comes your faith. That's the idea. And of course, it's nonsense. The Holy Ghost says that all men have not faith. Faith is the gift of God. Faith is the product of the hearing of the gospel. I remember, and this was told me in all seriousness. Some of you may actually know more details than I. But I remember, I thought it was a joke when I first came to America. That there were fundamentalist churches. Now, I hope we have got beyond this in fundamentalism today. But there were fundamental churches, seriously, that wondered why we had blue carpet. Well, we have blue carpet because I'm a Presbyterian, and for some reason or other, in Ireland and Scotland, that's called Presbyterian blue. Now, it's a wee bit faded, for we're so poor in this church, we can't afford to replace it, so any of you millionaires, we'd be glad to take from you and replace it. But anyway, it's Presbyterian blue. But they thought, no, you don't have that. Some of them actually came up with the idea that you have red carpet because it's warm, inviting, and welcoming. And you get more decisions that way. What? The color of the carpet creating faith? It's a theology I've never been taught. I don't think Paul knew much about it. Color of the carpet? Then you've got to create the atmosphere. Now, I believe in atmosphere in a meeting, as long as the Holy Ghost does the creating. I believe in emotion in a meeting, as long as the emotion is caused by great truth. I suspect emotion that is simply produced by psychological trickery. There's only one thing produces an obedient faith, and faith is always obedient, by the way. There's only one thing produces that, and that is the gospel. But it does produce it. That's God's purpose. Paul says, glory to God. The gospel is God's way of bringing unbelieving sinners to an obedient faith in Jesus Christ. And then at the very end, glory to God for the gospel because of its exaltation of God's glory and Christ's mediation to the only wise God, or to God only wise, be glory through Jesus Christ forever. The only wise God means God alone is God and God alone is all wise. The greatest revelation of the wisdom of God, according to 1 Corinthians chapters 1 and 2, is the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. But that glory, do you see this? Glory to God is only possible through Jesus Christ. Here's the mediation, the twin truths of Paul's gospel in Romans. All glory to God and all merit to Christ. God's glory and Christ's mediation. Those are the twin themes that resonate through this book of Romans. They're the twin themes of the gospel. You will always know the gospel whatever language it's preached in by whatever kind of preacher, you'll always know the gospel. It levels the pride of man in the dust, and it exalts the glory of God. It destroys the trust of man in his own works, and it points only to the merits of Jesus Christ. It does not come to sinners saying, God has done his part, now it's up to you to do your part. That's not the gospel. In fact, that is a message not of salvation, but of damnation. If God leaves you one thing to do that he hasn't done, you'll be damned, for dead men can do nothing, and without Christ we're dead in trespasses and sins. But the gospel comes to you to level you in the dust as a poor sinner, a guilty sinner, a hell-deserving sinner, a weak and incapable sinner. You can do nothing to save yourself. You join the church, you'll just be a church member sinner. You get baptized, you'll be a baptized sinner. You eat and drink at the Lord's table, you'll be a sacramental sinner. And if you die that way, you'll perish. You can do nothing. God levels you in the dust. And then for his own glory, he brings you to Christ, the complete Savior for complete sinners. Do you need forgiveness? There's forgiveness in his blood. Do you need deliverance? There's redemption in his blood. Are you plagued with guilt? And if you're a sinner, you certainly are. And if you're not plagued with the sense of it, God will one day bring your guilt face to face with you and condemn you on the basis of it. But if you're plagued with guilt, burdened with it, he points you to Christ, the great justifier. Oh, he justifies all who believe in Jesus. Glory to God for the gospel. Glory to God for the gospel expounded. But more than that. And this is where we've got to end. Glory to God for the gospel experienced. You'll notice the last word of Romans, the word amen. Amen. That's the word of personal agreement, personal assent. Let me ask you tonight, can you join with your personal amen? In other words, do you not only know the gospel with your head, but have you experienced it in your life? Have you ever come to experience Christ? The old Scottish way of describing the gospel is better felt than telt. It's, by interpretation, it's better felt than merely told or talked about. The gospel is not a philosophy to argue over. It is not even a theology with which to perplex your brain. The gospel is the revelation of the grace of a loving God in his all-meritorious Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And the promise is, this is Paul's great statement of the universal call of the gospel in Romans 10, that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, meaning exactly what he had said a few verses earlier, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth Jesus as your Lord and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's the gospel experienced. And when you experience it, when you read this book of Romans, you say, glory to God, only wise. And you add, your personal amen.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.